Let's check in with the twins. It's Twinning with Sissany.
It is June 4th, 2021. Hello, it's Sissany, producer Erica.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany, brought to you by American Career College, when being your best matters. We have a treat for you today. One of my doctors is going to be on the show, Dr. Carla Pineda. And I met you, when I was pregnant with the twins, right?
You're pregnant with the twins, yeah.
Yeah. So you are, and I want to get your title right, because you would think I would know because I've known you for 4 years now, but Doctor of Chiropractic and Acupuncturist and Practices Prenatal, Pediatric, and Family Care.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. I'm a doctor of chiropractic. I have my master's in acupuncture and oriental medicine. That's it.
So I didn't know anything when I was pregnant with the twins. And then I stumbled across your practice by attending a yoga class at a place here in Sherman Oaks. And you happened to do your practice just in one of the extra rooms. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I started seeing you. And then I stopped going to the yoga classes. And I would just come and get my massages and my acupuncture and get adjusted by you. And that was it.
Yep.
So I had an awesome experience with my pregnancy with the twins and coming to see you. How did you get into what you do?
The long story is that I was actually, let's give you the short story. So I was in chiropractic school, and at the very end of your studies, you go through a gynecology class. And as I was going through it, I was just kind of blown away by the fact that all of these changes that we're learning about just kind of in this class is thrown at us when we're, you know, just about to enter into like practice and going into clinics, like all these changes that women's bodies go through, and we're not having like a specialized care for them. And so it really kind of piqued my interest. Like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of typical, right? Women don't get specialized care for so many things that we go through. Mm-hmm. And so after graduation, I really kind of like sought that out to like look for pregnancy and try to address those very specific needs that occur in women, because your body changes so drastically in those 40 weeks in pregnancy.
Yeah. I mean, I can vouch for that. So some of the stuff you do, I don't want to say it's painful, but, but man, it's not like you're going in to get like a spa massage.
No, you're not going into, it's like very specific what we're addressing, right? Because again, like there's a lot of changes that are happening, because I'm an acupuncturist as well. So I studied, it's like a traditional way of doing muscle work in acupuncture. And so it's a little bit more specific. It's definitely aiming, like we have a goal in mind.
Yeah.
And in pregnancy, it's like to loosen up all the areas that could potentially cause you pain and keep you from functioning as well as you could be, you know, because there's a human being or two human beings growing inside of you.
Yeah. It's interesting because when I'm not pregnant, I usually like to get deep tissue massages. I enjoy painful massages. I'm just one of those people. But like when you're working out, like my back, or especially my legs,
it
feels like a foam roller. Like, you know how foam rollers are not pleasant, but you're like, you know, you're digging in there and loosening up lactic acid, or like, what are you loosening up when you're going in that deep?
I mean, there is some of that, but I'm loosening up just, you're exactly right, like your legs, right? Because the focus is in what we're doing in pregnancy is we're working on all the areas that are becoming like they're having an extra job, if you will, right?
Yeah.
Because your center of gravity is shifting, and then your glutes kind of are like, okay, we have to like tighten up a little bit more to kind of take care of like the lack of abdominal strength or the changes that are happening. And then your legs are also connected to your pelvis, so they tighten up quite a bit. And so just to keep you in balance, just to keep your pelvis moving and functioning properly. So I'm just like loosening things up, but they become tighter. And so like specifically like that IT band, yeah, it's brutal. And it does feel like you're on a foam roller.
But it's at the end of the day, it's like the best thing ever. Like I always joke, like I'm like, I wish I could see you every single day, because getting that treatment is the best. My calves are like bricks, I feel. It's like, I don't know how much like I could do to like loosen them up, but it's like a domino effect. It's like my calves are tight, and then my thighs are tight, and then I have the lower back pain, and then you know, it just gets worse and worse every single day. But
when but you're in such great shape and you like, you hydrate. And I think we talk about this, like taking magnesium is so helpful for the tightness in your muscles. And that's all always helpful.
Every patient, I know everyone's different, but like your other patients, do you just do the same type of treatment that you do for me? So like when I go in, it's like, you know, you massage my back, you kind of like work that out, you work out my legs, we do acupuncture, and then you adjust me. Is that kind of like your same routine for every patient, or is everyone different?
I prefer that for every patient because I just feel like that's the most beneficial. There are people that just need the muscle work. There are people that could just don't like the muscle work, which blows my mind, but because it's so helpful. But also, you know, some people that just have like a lot of inflammation, so we really focus on that with the acupuncture. So everybody's different, but what I feel works the best is that we work the muscles out first. We put some needles in for inflammation, for whatever symptoms we're working on, you know, because everybody is different. Everyone's experiencing something slightly different. And then the adjustment to have you moving optimally.
Take me through acupuncture a little bit because I'm a little naive to it, I guess. Like I think I know.
You just like get it. You don't know what's happening.
Like I know what it is, right? And it works and I trust her completely. And so, but I mean, I just know that like I can come in and I can tell her, oh, I have really bad allergies right now. Or, oh, I'm so congested. And then she'll do acupuncture to help with that. Like, how do you, and it really truly does help.
I'm like, dang, I need to come see you.
So how, and for even people that are not pregnant, like how beneficial is acupuncture?
So acupuncture is incredibly helpful. So I specialize in pregnancy, right? So I see a lot of the pregnancy stuff, but I see people that aren't pregnant too. And the way acupuncture works is they're just these tiny needles, like super, super thin. And we apply them in very specific points along meridians. Meridians are like pathways throughout your body, very specific location. So like a freeway with on-ramps and off-ramps.
Wow.
And we access those points specifically. So like in your body, there might be an excess of something that might be causing a symptom or a deficiency. And so we access those points just specifically to what's going on with you and what we want to address to kind of treat those symptoms. So for like allergies, for instance, there are several different things that are kind of complicated to get into, but that can really help like increase circulation to that area. And that's another really cool thing. Like just physiologically, you put a needle into your body and your brain perceives it as a micro injury. So like blood circulation immediately comes to that area and it stimulates your lymphatic system. So there's inflammation that's decreased and you're getting like a lot of healing just from the circulatory benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's like without like the theory behind it. It is very cool. And it is a little complicated, but it's really powerful and it's incredibly beneficial.
And it's like from ancient times.
It's from ancient times. Yeah. I don't know how they figured this stuff out, but it's like,
what did they do back in the day? Like what kind of needles did they use?
Yeah. Were they just like, let's see if this helps. Like,
I know.
I guess that's probably how it started.
I know. It's kind of scary. Think about. Do you have patients that are completely against it? Because it is considered would you say it's Eastern medicine? Or?
It's Eastern medicine. I do. I do occasionally have people that are like, I don't really understand that part of it, like the theory. But like if we're working, for instance, like my back hurts. I'm like, well, you know, what's really happening? And we know this because we have like functional MRIs that show that your brain picks it up and is like, let's stimulate the lymphatic system and let's get some of the inflammation out of the way. That helps people understand it from like at least that perspective. And so they're more open to it.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the adjustment portion of the treatment. So I am
super safe.
So that was kind of like, so I have a chiropractor that I've been seeing for a decade here in LA since I've moved here basically. And I am a firm believer in getting adjusted. I do it every 2 weeks, probably.
The chiropractor that I then went to.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I referred him to you, Dr. Rich. Shout out to him. And then when I got pregnant with the twins, especially when I got pregnant, I like froze up and I was like, I got scared. I was like, I didn't want to go to the chiropractor because like they also massage you for 20 minutes and then they adjust you. And then I was like, how am I going to lay on those beds? Like I just like basically stopped going. And then that's when I started researching prenatal. Like I didn't, well, you were like this gift that just fell from the sky for me.
From the yoga sky.
Like, from there was like, for massage, acupuncture, and a chiropractor. I was like, this is exactly what I've been looking for. So how important is it to continue to either get adjusted when you're pregnant or even when you're not?
It's so important. In general, right? In general, it's really important. Our lifestyles are just really, especially right now during a pandemic, they're very sedentary and our body needs the movement. And I've seen it just in the people that I've seen that even aren't pregnant. We need the adjustment. We need to keep our body functional because we function better when we're moving better. Anyway, that said, during pregnancy, it's really important because ideally, I want to say we're going to have a vaginal birth at the end of pregnancy.
She's and head so- down.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. And we want to keep your pelvis moving as best as possible so that things can happen easier and they can, your pelvis can function optimally. And during pregnancy, there's also other things that happen, like your rib cage expands. And so a lot of women experience pain in the ribs, like along that bra line, mm-hmm. because it's just extra weight. Your breasts become heavier and larger. Ugh. No. If you're working, you're like hunching forward. It's just, there's a lot of changes that are happening. And so is it important to get adjusted? Yeah, definitely. It's really important to get adjusted along the times that baby is having growth spurts.
Yeah.
Because that's when your body really has to like try to figure out what it's doing.
Who adjusts you? Because you've had four kids.
I've had four kids.
How did you get through all of your pregnancies? Like, who was your Dr. Pineda?
I know. I was so lucky because I was in a practice. I did acupuncture in a practice with a really great friend of mine and her husband, who were both chiropractors. And then they allowed me to be really picky about the way they adjusted me. And it was fantastic. And they just actually relocated to Maine. So that was kind of a bummer. But
gotcha.
I got some chiropractic peeps.
Yeah, you got some connections still within the industry. That's awesome. We were talking about the pandemic and like the stress that it's brought to many people. How did your business survive during last year? Was it difficult? Did you stop seeing patients or did they still come in?
You know, it was so interesting because when everything happened, my two oldest were in school and they were going to stop going to school.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'm going to have to take a break because people are not going to want to come in and my kids are at home. But what happened pretty quickly was I was like, I'll finish out whatever was on the schedule, which is like maybe like 2 weeks out. But people were then starting to work from home, like at their kitchen table or in their bed or on their couch. And they were like, oh, my back is killing me. My neck is killing me. And so I just never stopped working. As a matter of fact, I think I got busier during that time. Yeah, it was really interesting. But also I was being super careful myself because I care about my family. And also because I do work with pregnancy, I was not working with like a demographic that was like out and socializing. Everybody was being really responsible. And
yeah, I guess there's that.
It felt really safe. And then my big pivot was I relocated closer to home, and just opened up a new practice in the middle of a pandemic, which is not an easy thing to do. And I'm sure you've noticed like when you come in here, it's not fully decorated yet. One day it will, but like,
it's so cute. No, it's so cute.
Thank you. We like threw it together because like literally my husband, because of the pandemic, he's not in construction. He built a second treatment room here after watching a YouTube video because we wanted
that's
to real be
life.
Really safe.
Yeah.
That was like real life. And so that my kids could do class in that second room.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was very interesting, but people, they needed that care because it took a while. At first people were like, I'm not going to invest in a office chair for the house. This could be 2 months. And then, you know, here we are 14 months.
Or yeah. Like, I say 15 months later.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy, man. And doing that. So you had two that were doing the homeschooling from the Zoom and the other two are young. So they were not in school.
They were not at school. They were just hanging out at home.
So you have four. I'm about to have three. What is some advice, either from a doctor's perspective or just from a woman who has four kids perspective on how to survive with multiple children in the house?
I mean, you already know what it's like. You're going to kill it. It's going to be so great for you. For me, the hardest transition was from one to two, because I had like a very young child and then a baby. Okay. And then you've already done that. You already have two. So I think like adding a third is not going to be, and they have each other, you know, so it's not good. It's not going to be a huge transition for them to have a sibling. They already have each other.
Like
so
not that much competition or that much jealousy per se.
I think, yeah, exactly. Like they'll have each other. Like if they feel like the baby's boring or something, they'll just like run off together. I think I don't have twins. I don't know. You'll have to tell me how that goes. I think that you're going to do great. You're doing amazing.
Oh my gosh. So you say you would see people that are also not pregnant. Like I haven't seen you. I only seen you when I'm pregnant. So
They come in, well, postpartum, I think, is a really important visit because...
I didn't know that. I should have done that with the twins.
Yeah, I was like, where were you?
You really should have done it with the twins. But, I mean, you had twins, so...
I kind of just, had the baby.
That's what you were thinking about.
Remember the last time I went to text you, and the last text before that was me apologizing because I had missed an appointment just because of, a pregnancy brain fart. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. And the date was May 1st, 2018.
Oh,
so it was the day before I had the twins. She was like, no worries. She's like, I figured you just had the babies. And I was like, no, I had them the next day.
But, oh my gosh.
And I was just like, then I fell off the face of the earth for two and a half years.
That happens. But if you imagine it, you'd spend all this time growing these babies inside of you. And then suddenly they're not in your body anymore. Your body's like trying to figure out, like your uterus is gone from growing like 500 times its normal size back to its normal fist size.
Yeah.
It's insane. And your organs have been displaced and they're trying to find out where they should be inside of your torso. And, I always recommend that we start doing and I work on your pecs actually.
Yeah.
Before having the baby, but it's really important because you get that mom kind of because you're staring at your beautiful babies all day long, or you're nursing, or you're bottle feeding, or you're changing diapers, and everything's like rounding you forward. So anyway, that postpartum period is really important to make sure that you feel good, because I think most moms experience a lot of discomfort. But before they even get to that point, there's so much that you're ignoring just because your body's trying to heal. So it's a really kind of important appointment, that postpartum.
Yeah. I feel like I know so much more now going into this pregnancy versus obviously the first one. And yeah, I will be coming in as a postpartum patient for sure. So postpartum, would you go a couple months, but then do you like see patients that are completely like, they never want to have kids or...
All the time. I see people that don't have kids. I see men, which,
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, it usually starts like, I'll see the pregnant mom and then she's like, my husband really needs to get work done. So he'll come in and then I'll see the kids because they fell off the trampoline. You know, it's like, it really is like a family practice.
Yeah.
It's always a little strange when like just a random man calls and like schedules an appointment. I'm like, oh, that was a choice. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, it's great, but just different. Everybody for everything. All are welcome. Exactly.
So you said you relocated. You're in Eagle Rock. And for anybody listening in Southern California, that is here in Los Angeles. If you're listening outside, sorry. but I want to tell people where they can find you. What's your website again?
It's pandemic, right? So my office's name is Vida Wellness, but my website's name is Pineda Family Chiropractic.
And that is PINEDA familychiropractic.com for anybody who is listening and would love to go and get adjusted.
Honestly, I'm sold. So I feel like now I'm convinced I need acupuncture. So I'll be coming in.
And she's actually in town right now because she wants to find a new place to live in the Los Feliz area. So she's very close.
Nearby.
That'd be so close. Eagle Rock is really cute too.
Yeah. True. I haven't even looked there. So
there's great places to eat. It's very cute here.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. I know you have a busy day. One of your kids is graduating from kindergarten today.
Yeah.
So cute.
Really exciting little buddy. It was a rough year, you know, so we're really excited for him.
Of course. Yeah. And is it like a normal graduation or is it like virtual still? Or is it...
No, it'll be outdoors.
Okay.
And
good.
It's just like immediate family and, you know, we'll be spaced out. And there's like four graduates or something like that.
That was another thing. It's like you actually had private school opportunities with some of your kids during the pandemic. So they were able to still be in school for some
great.
Of the days.
Great for them and for me.
For everybody's sanity, I think. Well, Dr. Sure. Carla Pineda, thank you so much for taking the time and speaking to us about everything. I think it's such a interesting topic because I didn't know there was like, you know, you hear prenatal massages, but I like would only get them at spas and it's just not the same. And this is so much more because it's basically like, it's like doctor stuff. Like it's not just like, look,
it's official.
It's official. You know, yeah. It's not like a spa treatment. It's like,
it's true.
It's I'm actually legit. Working. Yeah. She's very legit. And, and one more question. Okay. With the pelvic, how do you know when it's like unaligned? Like sometimes I'll lay on her bed and then she's like her bed. You know what I mean? the patient,
the bed,
the table.
The table. Thank you. Yep. Sometimes I lay on the table after like we're done and she's like, let me just check your pelvic or your pubic bone. That's the other one that's like, oh
yeah.
That one is painful. Yeah. How do you know like how to check it? Like, I mean, it's so weird.
It is weird. And it's really just, when I'm pressing down on you, I'm checking the movement. So if one side is moving versus the other, because again, like your babies are inside of your uterus and your uterus are attached to your pelvis to these ligaments. And it's not like all the weight is centered, you know, there's imbalance. It might be pulling more on one side or pulling more on the other and you're not moving well. So that I just check for movement from side to side.
Got it.
And we want to restore that movement so that you're moving well throughout the entire pregnancy.
Well, something's going on right now when I see you tomorrow morning, because my, like it's on my, my right side of my tailbone. If that makes any sense.
Oh
it's
yeah.
That's so totally makes much sense. Pain.
Anyways, I'm so sorry.
We can chat.
I know, I'll try to go lighter on you.
It's fine. No, go do what you have to do. I will suffer through it. I will cry through the pain, but it's so worth it. Well, thank you again for taking the time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I love her so much. She's
so cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Dr. Carla Pineda, you should definitely look her up. I'll give you the website again. It's PinedaFamilyChiropractic.com. That is PINEDA, FamilyChiropractic.com. If you're in the LA area, pregnant, non-pregnant, a dude, whatever.
Any, yeah.
She takes them all. And like kids, like did she mention like if your kid, you know, falls off the trampoline and tweaks something, like my kids are falling all the time. I should bring them in and have her just. Actually, it's so cute. Aza and Maxon got their first adjustments when they were like 6 months old.
Oh my gosh.
Not and through her.
There's like.
From Dr. Rich. Yeah. And they like just like stretch their little legs and like pull their arms. And
so cute.
It's the cutest thing ever. All right. We will take a break. We have a few more things to discuss.
One that I just can't wait to
family
get to.
Meeting. Erica is staying with me right now because she's looking at apartments like we were talking about.
Yes.
And so she's got to experience a full blown 24 hours of what it's like to be a family with 3-year-old twin toddlers and their sassiness. We'll come back with that right after this. For over 40 years, American Career College has provided real-world hands-on training for the next generation of healthcare workers. I'm here to tell you that ACC offers a variety of programs, including dental assisting, medical assistant, pharmacy technician, and so much more. At ACC, you will get access to a dedicated career services team that provides workshops and one-on-one coaching to help you approach your job search with confidence and so much more. So find out everything you need to learn at AmericanCareerCollege.edu. That's AmericanCareerCollege.edu. ACC cannot guarantee employment.
So I was about to say, so it's time for questions. And I said, no, it's not. It's time to talk about your life.
It's time to talk about what's going on in the world of pregnancy. First of all, I didn't realize, and this is like tech stuff, but whatever. Free open forum here.
What?
I didn't realize that sometimes this podcast just gets completely cut off in the middle of a sentence to go to commercials, like other commercials.
Sometimes it does.
I know.
I actually recently found out how to place them, so that won't be a problem
anymore. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Producer Erica.
Producer Erica's been lacking for, 3 years?
Okay, Producer Erica, now we know. Yeah, it was so funny. I was like listening the other day. I don't know why, because I honestly never listen back to my podcast. I know why. Anyways, long story short, okay. I was listening. And then you could tell, like, it just almost like a mid-sentence. I think they tried to, like, figure out where to.
Yes, they do it in silences.
Yes.
But really, you have to figure out where the real silence is.
So we apologize.
Yeah.
Looks like, you know, it's a two-man show here, and we're learning along as we go with you. So we will hopefully try to fix that in the future. Okay. yesterday was a big day. I went and had my 20, I have to look at the calendar, 28 week checkup with my doctor and ultrasound. It's so crazy being pregnant with one baby because with the twins, I had so many ultrasounds.
Like every time you went, right?
Every time I went. Plus I had another, I had my perinatologist doctor too. So I'd get, it was just like almost every other week it felt, or every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, I'd get an ultrasound. And now that I'm getting further along in the pregnancy, it's kind of speeding up a little bit.
Like really, this is what, your third ultrasound?
Yeah, it's my third ultrasound. Sometimes, so it's it, this practice that I go to for, because I had to switch doctors for this baby. Our insurance changed. Yeah. It's a whole thing. And so it's kind of a bigger practice. When I had the twins, it was a private practice with two doctors and my doctor, obviously my doctor and someone else. And when I went, I saw her, she did the ultrasound. It was just like a whole experience of like, you know, 45 minutes of all of us in the room together. Here, they have a specialist that does the ultrasound. And then you see her and then she gathers all the info and then sends that to my doctor. And then I walk down the hall and I see my doctor for the other portion of the appointment. I know. I thought it was weird too. But they have portable ultrasound units, I guess.
Okay.
Sometimes when I don't get my ultrasound from the official one, then I just see my doctor and then I'll ask her. I'll be like, is there any way we could look at her? And so then she'll like go and grab the portable one and then she just like, we just do a quick little check.
Okay.
So I have snuck a few extra ones in, I guess you could say, but it's different. I was joking with Michael, actually got to go with me to the appointment yesterday. And
big deal.
Big deal. Got to come in and it was his first time at this office. And it's so, it's not huge, but you know, it's like, I told him,
different.
I told him like, this is like the Union Station of like pregnant women doctors. Like there's so many doctors. There's like six or seven doctors in this practice.
Oh my gosh. There's just each tons one of
them.
Women.
Each one of them has two assistants or like receptionists.
Oh
like,
yeah.
So you look at the counter and it's just like eight receptionists across the board that you like, that are all like on the phone and computers. Like, it's like a train station.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's tons of pregnant women like walking up and down the hallways and nervous dads and all that stuff. So we kind of went in and we got our ultrasound and it was the first time we got to see baby girl's face.
Yeah.
So cute.
And you said, oh, we saw her face. And I said, who she look like?
Aza.
Yeah.
Looks like a spitting image of Aza. I actually pulled up Aza's 4D ultrasound and compared the two. And
it's exact.
Just, I mean, it's pretty exact.
It's interesting because I think that Aza and Maxon have slightly different coloring, right? Like Maxon more has your coloring. Aza has more of Michael's. And so I'm like, I wonder if baby girl will be look like Aza but have Maxon's coloring. Or...
Right. I wish we could see like, does she have hair? Like, I don't know, like all that. Because Aza's been bald until she was like three.
Has Aza had a haircut yet?
No.
I saw on the calendar for this week, maybe tomorrow, Maxon gets a haircut.
Yes. Maxon's having a haircut on.
It's like his 10th.
Tomorrow. It's his fifth-ish, I think, probably. But yeah, we're taking family photos on the Tuesday.
That's so right. Okay.
Everyone's getting a fresh cut. I think Michael's is today. Maxon's is tomorrow. Mine was 2 days ago. And Aza's still going to hold on strong to her original locks, which are curly, by the way.
So curly.
I know. I don't know if they'll stay. I had semi-curly hair when I was a baby.
I feel like little kids often do.
Yeah.
Except for Maxon.
Except for Maxie. He had like straight hair.
Yeah.
But I also think that curly hair does run in my family. My dad and my brother both have very curly hair. My sister has very curly hair. My mom has naturally curly hair. I'm actually the... Ew, I just touched your foot.
You can't tell. We're sitting across from each other right now.
I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have curly hair that stuck. I had it curly when I was born. I blame my sister. I feel like she brushed out my hair too much when I was a little kid. And
I don't think that's how it works.
Took the curliness out. No, but I actually bought my first curly hair product at the hair salon the other day to properly style Aza's hair.
I meant for yourself. I was like...
Not for myself, for her, because I had been up to this point just kind of brushing it out and then just letting the curls just kind of like whatever. And then an hour later, it's just like a frizz. Because she's a kid.
Right, so she's like running around and like running around wiping and like, her head on things.
Wiping her head on the couch. And moving her. So I got some product and I put it in and it's like, it's just so cute. Like it really defines all her curls. And I'm just like, I love it. I don't know when she'll have a haircut, truly. When she's years. Seven?
Yeah, who knows? Like, I don't have a clue.
But, I mean, the ultrasound went well because usually you can get a good glimpse of their face at your 20-week ultrasound. Yeah. And she was just not having it. She had her arms and her hands in front of her face for the whole hour we were there. And that's a long appointment because they're measuring, like, every bone yeah. in her. And so it was a bummer. And so I was very excited to, like, get these cool. Yeah, it's so funny. Face. Like, yeah, we got out of the appointment and Michael's like, are you happy? You got what you wanted? I was like, I did.
I am. I know. Also, yesterday when you were showing me them, you know, first you're like, this one, she's smiling. This one's her face. And then you go, I don't know what this is. Maybe it's her butt. And then you look closer and you're like, never mind. That's her face. and that's just the funny thing is like to a non-parent, I think looking at ultrasounds is so different because I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Unless it's directly her face, I don't have a clue.
Like the 4D ones, you can tell.
Right. But like otherwise, I don't know. It's funny.
I can see that. I tried showing the kids when we got home. We're so excited. I think they got it from the 4D ones because it's pretty like.
The face?
It's there.
You can really see.
It looks like a beautiful clay replica.
Yeah. And this morning, which one? Was it Azar Maxon came up to you and said something, something, baby sister, and you went and showed them again. The yeah. photos, so
on the fridge. This is the first ultrasound pics we put on the fridge because they're actually like visible. Like yeah. all the other ones, you're right. They look like blobs and you're yeah. like, I don't know what this is.
I asked Aza this morning because you had asked her if it was okay if I lived in her room. And I think she said no. And then she said yes or something. And then she was sitting with me and I was like, so are you excited to share things with baby sister? And she was like, maybe. Like kind of like iffy about it. And then I was like, are you going to share your toys? And she said, yes, but baby sister will have her own toys.
That she tells me that too.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, she actually understands. Like, I don't really want to share them.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
And I think the good thing is that she won't have to for the first year-ish.
Totally.
Probably, hopefully two. Who knows? But yeah, I think after what? They start getting into things at like a year, and a half.
I told her how much fun it is. I was like, you know how you have Maxon to play with? Now you'll have a little sister to play with too. Like, it's going to be so fun. And she's just like, yeah, well, she's going to have her own toys. So
she's like, she's not here yet.
Yeah. So, I don't have to do that yet.
We need to relax on that. No, I've noticed a big change in her. She's been really attached to me lately. And I don't know if it's because she senses like the baby's coming. I also have been a little emotional about it too, kind of like I think it's hitting me that she's going to be my only daughter for 2 more months and then I have 2 daughters and it stresses me out. Okay, exciting. Yes,
but
you're
right. Just a change.
It's exciting but also scary in the sense of, and I think it's the same sort of anxiety I felt when I was pregnant with the twins and I didn't know what it was going to be like to have 2 babies at once.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, you didn't know what it was going to be like to have 1 baby at a time.
True.
Like, I think it's just like maybe that's what comes with having a child.
No, because I think when you're pregnant with 1 baby and it's your first baby, you like know instantly like, I'm going to love the shit out of this baby.
Okay.
But like, you know, it's like with twins, it's like I knew I was going to love them both, but I was like, how am I going to split my time? Like, how am I going to like
okay.
go back and forth and this and that? And that's where I'm at now at this stage. Like, how am I going to show equal love to all 3 of my kids, specifically between Aza and this baby, because they're the 2 girls. Like, I feel like Maxon and I are going to have this, like, special relationship, mother-daughter, mm-hmm. mother-son relationship. And then Aza and I will also, we already, like, have our own thing. Like, you know, she, like, loves that, like, we go shopping together, just the 2 of us. And she makes a big deal out of it. She's like, just the girls, just mommy and Aza. Like,
yeah,
she loves little things like that. We do butterfly kisses with our eyelashes. And, like, we call them butterfly kisses. She's like, I don't do butterfly kisses with daddy, just mommy. Like,
so I don't think you change those things.
I don't. But then, like, if I start doing it with the baby, then.
Or you do new things with the baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I also think that maybe you do, sometimes it's all girls shopping, yes. right? And sometimes it's Aza and mom go shopping, and sometimes it's baby and mom.
Yeah.
Or you find something that you do with, it's just weird calling her baby since you don't have a name yet.
That's a whole other situation.
Like maybe you find something that you do specially with baby girl that you, it's not shopping, you know? It's, we go and get lunch.
Well, with baby girl, it's like.
Also, you have years to figure this out.
Yeah, she's a blob for the first year. Totally. No offense.
I also think that being 1 of 3 girls, I will say it comes, well, I have 4, but 3 girls.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't have four kids. I am of four kids, but
four
three
kids,
of them are
one
girls.
Boy, three yes. girls. Okay.
I think that there are some struggles with having sisters, like, as you know, there's well, yes. just some things that are challenging. But I know that we all have different relationships with our mom, and they're all very good. Mm-hmm. It's like my mom and I crack up together. Kelly and my mom are the most similar. Christine and my mom do other stuff together, and it's all good. There's mm-hmm. no competition with that.
I know. And I think for me, I wasn't raised in a competitive yeah. family because my sister was 8 years older than me. So mm-hmm. she was almost a mother figure in itself to me. And we never experienced, I've never experienced competitiveness yeah. growing up. You know, it was almost like I was the only child in a sense. Yeah. Being the baby that far away years wise. So
do you think that's what fuels you? Like, they're know. So close in age and I don't they're know so what that's like.
I don't know what that's like. It's new territory, like
totally
all of it. But I think it's also just hormones and it's stuff that like Michael makes fun of me of. He's like, why do you worry about stuff that, like hasn't happened and like probably won't happen?
It's the whole like borrowing troubles thing. Like you, I mean, I do it with other things all the time. But
yeah, I know.
I think that the reality is, I was just telling our coworker today that your kids are such good kids. Like I actually being here, I'm like, how are they so good other than some of the funny moments where they're not being good? But they're such good kids. So it's like, as long as you continue to be a good parent, everything will be fine.
Sure.
They will. I promise. You literally have created, like, they are such nice kids. If you tell them you're doing something wrong, they will usually listen.
Yeah, what Erica is referring to is this morning we had Maxon was being sassy. Like they're both there.
Which I've never seen before.
Oh, they both have sass to them. It's really funny. And so he couldn't find his guitar. And so he was playing with his guitar all morning. And who knows where he freaking
is
left
his
it.
The
For
blue
all
one?
I know, his is the black one. Okay. Aza has the teal blue one.
Okay.
So who knows? He probably left in the bathtub. Like, you know, they're just like in the right. most random spot. And so he comes around. This is the second time now he's asking me, Mommy, where's my guitar? And I was like, I don't know, sweetie. Go look for it. And every time he like storms off, like pouting and like causing like a big scene. And I think it was like then like he came back around again asking about where his guitar is. And now like with more attitude. And uh-huh. I basically was like, hey. I was like, check your attitude. And then he turned around and was like, no, you check your attitude. And I was like, oh, no.
It took everything in me not to audibly crack up because I was like, the moment you laugh, it's over.
Yes.
So I was silently dying. And you handled it. Like, it's so funny watching you go to mom sissy mode because you were just like, nope, you do not talk to mommy like that. Like,
well, he ran off. So he said it and he knew it was bad.
Walking away.
Yeah. Like, he was like, first of all, you don't get the last word.
Yeah. No.
Ever. Second of all, you knew it was wrong. So that's why he ran away. And then I had a call for him and he wasn't coming. And I said, I'm going to count to three. And if you're not over here in three, then. That usually works.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know when that's going to stop working, but that works.
The threes is really working.
The threes is working. So I go one, two. He comes back pouting, all like annoyed. And then I say, you don't talk to mommy that way. You don't speak to me. You don't yell at me like that. And he goes, okay. And so you have to apologize. I'm sorry. Okay. We move on. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like those things were cute when they were first starting to talk. Uh-huh. Like, it's
and
like,
now.
They're three. Like they understand right and wrong. They understand manners. They understand how to treat people.
Yeah.
And I don't want them being these kids that have a mouth like that. Or...
No. No, there's nothing worse than like that 16-year-old boy who's just a huge jerk to his mom.
Oh,
and
no.
says things like that, seriously.
I wouldn't. There's no way.
There's no chance.
That's not getting past this month. No. Like, you know?
And you know what's also funny is I feel like I've seen Aza very sassy before. She is definitely more sass than mm-hmm. Maxon. But this time seeing her, way less.
It comes in waves.
Yeah.
It just depends on like their mood, their how they woke up. Maxon woke up usually Maxon wakes up and comes in our bed really early in the morning and then just falls back asleep for another hour and a half.
I hear that's not the case this time.
Not this morning. He got in there like at 5:15 in the morning and then was like up and kicking us and like trying to wake Michael and I up and I was like, no. And then Aza came in. It was just like, this is like their thing. Like I actually, when I get ready in the mornings, Aza's up with me in the bathroom trying to put on makeup when I'm trying on makeup. Aww. Like it's a whole thing and it's fine and it's not a big deal and I'm working from home. And,
right.
You know, these are the moments that I'm going to miss when they're older and they don't want anything to do with us.
Right.
But yeah, I think this morning Maxon definitely woke up with some pizzazz and stuff. And maybe because you're here, not blaming you. No, but I mean, yeah. Just because they're showing off. It's just right. What kids do. But
also yesterday, Azek goes running past me. I had like just gotten here and she was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And you're like, all right, let's go. She goes running past me and smacks my leg. And I'm cracking up. And you're like, you can't laugh at that. But to me, it was almost as if she was like, you know, smacking my butt running by.
Oh, she totally was.
Right.
It was like an excitement slap. Yes. She was like, come on, you want to come with me?
Boom. Yeah. Woo.
Like, oh,
I just love them. It's a good age.
They're good kids. It's a fun age for sure. We'll come back next week with your questions.
Yeah.
We just didn't want to go too long today. And then, so send them in. You can DM me at Sisanie, S-I-S-A-N-I-E on Instagram. Or Erica Shea with 3 A's.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we will talk to you next week. And oh, my baby sprinkles this Sunday.
Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about next week.
Yeah, we will have a nice full recap of the baby sprinkle. I actually want to get my...
That's why I'm in town. We keep being like, she's in town looking at apartments. No, I'm in town for your baby sprinkle. We totally forgot.
We totally forgot that. She was talking about like how she was going to get there. And I was like, well, you can probably drive with us. So I don't know. We'll figure it out later. And she was like, it's this Sunday. And I was like, oh my gosh, it is this weekend. Okay. So yeah, we'll have a recap of that. I want you guys to meet my party planner because
she may not be on next week. We're figuring it out.
Oh, we're trying to figure out scheduling. Okay. So her name is Marjorie. She works for 329 Events, 329events.com if you want to look it up now. But she has been a blessing. Like I haven't experienced any sort of like drama or I haven't done anything like this.
You will never plan your own parties again.
She's literally doing the entire thing and she's my friend. So it's like she's throwing it, you know,
right.
But like it's also like her business. Mm-hmm. So it's so legit. And I cannot wait to see what it looks like on Sunday because I already have an idea because she's mm-hmm. so freaking organized that like there's mood boards and there's PowerPoint presentations that wow. I've gotten already. Like I know what it's going to look like. I just like don't know what it's going to look like yet, but I'm really excited. So if you are interested in some sort of now that things are opening up and feeling good, I invited 45 people thinking 20 would come and there's 43 confirmed guests.
It's going to be a party.
It's a party, yo. Everyone, I mean, there's alcohol for you guys, but not for me. I know. So we will recap that and all that good stuff. Thank you for hanging out. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe and I'll talk to you next week.